भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो सॉरी सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर टू एंटाइटल्ड हिरण्यकशिपु किंग ऑफ द डीमंस टेक्स्ट 45। न श्रोता नानुवक्तायम् मुख्योऽप्यत्र महानसुः यस्त्विहेन्द्रियवानात्मा स चान्यः प्राणदेहयोः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the body, the most important substance is the life air. But that also is neither the listener nor the speaker. Beyond even the life air, the soul also can do nothing, for the super soul is actually the director in cooperation with the individual soul. The super soul conducting the activities of the body is different from the body and living force. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead distinctly says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Although the Atma or the soul is present in every material body, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe, he is not actually the chief person acting through the senses, mind, and so on. The soul can merely act in cooperation with the super soul, because it is the super soul who gives him directions to act or not to act. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. One cannot act without his sanction. For the super soul is upadrishta and anumanta, the witness and sanctioner. One who studies carefully under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master can understand the real knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the conductor of all the activities of the individual soul and the controller of their results as well. Although the individual soul possesses the indriyas or senses, he is not actually the proprietor, for the proprietor is the super soul. Consequently, the super soul is called Rishikesh, and the individual soul is advised by the direction of the super soul to surrender to him and thus be happy. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. Thus he can become immortal and be transferred to the spiritual kingdom, where he will achieve the highest success of an eternal blissful life of knowledge. In conclusion, the individual soul is different from the body, senses, living force, and the airs within the body. And above him is the super soul who gives the individual soul all facilities. The individual soul who renders everything to the super soul lives very happily within the body. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the highest philosophical truths, and simultaneously it is rasamalayam. It is full of devotional nectar, because it describes the supreme absolute truth with all its expansions and the reciprocation of the Lord with His energies. And the whole section of Srimad Bhagavatam, different sections carry different themes in relationship with the truth. And the system that we have, which Prabhupada has introduced, that we discuss one verse every day. Therefore, we see that sometimes 15, 20 days, sometimes a whole month, we discuss on specific themes and really churn out various angles of understanding the truth. In this section, where Hiranyakashipu, after the death of his brother, is trying to console and pacify his mother and his sister-in-law and all their relatives and his followers. Two themes stand out very predominantly. The first theme is the very clear analysis, systematic analysis between the body and the soul. And in this particular verse, the soul and the super soul. So this whole section is very clearly emphasizing the clear-cut difference. Just like the oil and water cannot mix. The soul is absolutely different, eternal, spiritual, and the body is temporary and material. They are absolutely two different things. And in addition to that, there is the super soul also residing, who is a controller of both. And one who knows this is actually the knower of truth. Prabhupada defines, anyway, before we come to that, and the second principle that is being emphasized in this whole few days that we have been hearing is how a person can use or rather misuse, expertly use or misuse this philosophical truth without any realization or with ulterior motives. Even though we may have become devotees and we may speak the highest philosophical truths, but if we have not sufficient realization or ulterior motive, how we cannot take full advantage of this truth is also so beautifully brought out in this particular section. Prabhupada gives a very eloquent definition of what is knowledge. He says, one who knows matter, spirit, and the controller of both, he has knowledge. The whole world is offering so much knowledge, but practically speaking, it all boils down to gross or subtle matter, material knowledge. Gross is chemistry or physics, which is very gross. You can mix in a lab, you mix up, you see things, you touch, you taste, and some are very subtle, psychology, etc. This is more sociology, how the social mind works, how the psychological mind works, and intellectual analysis of how things, politics. These are all subtle science, but both are material science. Prabhupada once lamented, what is this? when he was in, I think, in MIT. Such a big institute, but where is the knowledge of the essential, who you are? It's not there. There is no university which offers this knowledge of who you are, which is, as it says, in the body, the most important substance is the life air. But that is also neither the listener nor the speaker. So you may study biology, you may study anatomy, physiology, pathology. You study all this body, but why the life air goes? Why can't you put those chemicals and give it back? That's not there. There is hardly the understanding of soul. But then it says, beyond even the life air, the soul also can do nothing. So then there is a knowledge of the soul. But then, if you simply have knowledge of matter and soul, or a perverted understanding of soul, that after liberation, the soul merges into the Supreme Brahman, and you become one, even that is insufficient. You have to have complete knowledge of these three. Matter, spirit, and the controller of both. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 15th chapter, called the Purushottama Yoga, Krishna explains further the science of the soul. Says dvavimau purushau loke ksharascha akshara evacha ksharas sarvani bhutani kutasthah akshara uchyate. Says dvavimau purushau loke, prakriti, the lower material nature made of all these 24 elements or the 8 elements, broad elements, is apara, but para prakriti, which is considering himself Purusha. Dvamimau Purushav. Purushav means the person who can enjoy Prakriti at his disposal. So, Dvamimau Purushav Loke. There are two kinds of Purushas. Ksharascha Akshara Evacha. Kshara is fallible and Akshara is infallible. So, there are two living entities. Kshara means one who, not understanding his constitutional position, falls from his constitutional position in an artificial state where he is miserable. So that is kshara. That is those living entities who fall into this material world and think themselves to be different from their what they are. That's constitutional position of servant. Trying to be the enjoyer, the master, the proprietor, the creator, the controller. So, akshara evacha. Then there is the akshara who are infallible. Infallible meaning they have not fallen from their constitutional position. Kutasthaha. Kutasthaha means they are situated in their actual position in oneness with the Supreme. Unmukha and bahirmukha. Unmukha means they are facing the Lord. That means their constitutional position. So, kshara sarvani bhutani. In this whole cosmic manifestation, all the living entities are sarvani bhutani. This is kshara. Kshara means we have fallen. Except those very rare souls who are sent here. Just like a social worker is sent into the prison house by the authorities for some relief work for the prisoners. Mostly, practically all. Kshara sarvani bhutani, kutastha akshara. But the infallible ones are always in the spiritual realm with the Lord, in oneness with the desire of the Lord. Then he says, so this is the understanding of the two kinds of souls. First of all, we don't know what soul is, but here further two categories of soul is described. And then it says, uttamaha purushastu anyaha. Beyond these two, there is another Purusha. He is the real Purusha. The real enjoyer. Uttamaha purusha, uttama, he is transcendental. Uttamaha purushastu anyaha paramatma iti udahrataha. And he is known as paramatma in this world. He is situated within the heart of every living entity. Yaha lokatraya avishya bibharti avyaya ishvaraha. His position is explained so perfectly, crisp, comprehensively. Yo lokatraya, in this world of three worlds, bhur, bhuva, svaha, etc. In this three worlds, the material world, yaha lokatrayam avishya. He enters without his entry, whole thing is dead. Even the souls are dead. The soul cannot be activated without the Paramatma activating it. When Mahavishnu breathes, the soul are in sleepy state. Even though soul is Satchit Ananda, but there is neither Ananda nor Chit. Chit is there, but it is in a dormant position. And even though he is eternally asleep. Till Mahavishnu breathes out and injects or activates the living entity. So, even the soul is yaha lokatraya avishya. Until and unless the Lord enters this cosmic manifestation and activates. That's why it is said, Prabhupada mentions this. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Without his help, we can't even remember what we have heard or what we have seen. So this whole memory, just imagine a person who has no memory. Every time you have to introduce someone to him. Every time you have to tell him who he is. Because every day he forgets, every moment he forgets. Just imagine a case where a person has no memory. That chip is removed. Yaha lokatrayam avishya. He enters and activates. Without that, the soul is absolutely, potentially dead. Avishya. Gama avishya cha bhutani dharayam eham ojasa. By his power, he holds this whole thing in space. Avishya. So, yaha lokatrayam avishya. And the most important part of the next one. Bibharti. Bharta means the maintainer. Bibharti means he maintains everything. Even if we activate something, even we may create something, but maintenance is impossible without the help of the Lord. Upanishad says it very beautifully. And that is unfortunately the scholars and the philosophers and the impersonalists very conveniently are not able to see, or don't see rather, because of their not wanting to see. And again the Vaishnava Acharyas quote this verse. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. The soul is eternal, the Lord is eternal. He is full of consciousness, the Lord is full of consciousness. But eko bahunam yo vidadhati kama. Prabhupada's one of the very favorite verses or often quoted verses. Chetanas chetan. Eko bahunam. There is one eternal, then there are plural eternals. That's what Prabhupada always mentioned. One singular eternal and the plural eternals. So, eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. He is able to provide for them. Without his providing, nothing can be maintained. So, yaha lokatrayam avishya bibharti and avyaya. Inexhaustible. The Lord can provide and provide and provide anything you want. Unlimitedly. Eternally. And still he is inexhaustible. The example of the inexhaustible nature of the Lord in a gross material example is the sun. Since time immemorial, quadrillions or whatever of energy of light and heat is being sent all over the universe just to heat up one little room or to speak of one city, for one night, one city to be heated up and lighted up. Just calculate the amount of energy spent in terms of money value also. How much energy to light up a city and to heat up a city. But and even all that light and heat cannot, you're the best lighted up city. You see from the plane, you just see like twinklings, a little light here and there. You can't see the whole city actually. Even if you see from the plane at night, with powerful lights and all that, you can't see the full city as you see in daylight. And the sun is billions of practically light years away. And still it lights up everything. Heats up much more than any other system. And it's not even getting destroyed. Where is it getting its supply from? So inexhaustible. Vibharti avyaya Ishwarah. And he is the absolute controller. He controls everything. No one controls him. Then the most important. Then he says, Yasmad ksharam atitoham. Yasmad. Therefore, ksharam atitoham. From the infallible, the Lord is transcendental. Aksharad apicha. And not only from, he is higher than the fallible, but he is higher than the, or more transcendental than the infallible also. Aksharad apicha uttama. Atosmi loke vedecha prathitaha purushottama. Therefore, he is called Purushottama. Purusha Uttama. Transcendental and supreme. This knowledge is practically the conclusion of Vedic scriptures. And so here, Hiranyakashipu is speaking the truth. Hiranyakashipu seems to be knowing all these things. Because this is quoted by him. He is quoting a Mahajan, Yamaraj. So he seems to know this, but he doesn't know this. The proof is the next verse in the Gita. Yomam eva asammudho janati purushottamam. Yomam eva, in this way, thus, one who knows me, asammudha, without a doubt. Without a doubt. This doubt is a function of intelligence. Intelligence has two functions. Discrimination and determination. So the discrimination is a sign of... So doubt is a sign of... Doubting is a sign of intelligence. A fool can be convinced of anything. But a sign of intelligent man is... I don't understand. Can you explain? If a child is asking these questions, when a child questions something, you should be very happy. Sometimes parents are, why is he asking so many questions? One after the other. Till he is satisfied, things fall into place and everything is properly adjusted in his brain. Keeps on asking. So, asammudho, without a doubt, janati purushottamam, one who is convinced of this fact. Krishna says, Saha Sarvavid. He knows everything that is to be known. He knows everything. There is nothing for him to be known anymore else. If he knows these three things perfectly. Now somebody may say, he may not know psychology. He doesn't have a PhD. How does he know? Prabhupada was once asked this question. He was telling how a person who knows this knows everything. So somebody asked him, do you know how many windows are there in the Empire State Building? Sarvavit. You know everything. That means you must know how many windows are there in Empire State Building. So Prabhupada says, Prabhupada replied to him and says, do you know how many drops of water are there in a mirage? is difficult to understand. He says, do you know how many drops of water are there in mirage? A mirage itself doesn't exist. It's just a big illusion. It doesn't, how does it matter whether how many drops are there? Because it's all illusory. So similarly, what is the point in knowing all this? The real purpose of knowledge is to solve your problems. Why are people trying to acquire knowledge? Because if you don't have knowledge of thing, you mess up. And you are becoming, you become miserable. So what is the use of all this hi-fi knowledge when it is not solving your real problems? And people are not even aware. They are not even, they don't have knowledge of what is the real problem of life. That is why Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, what is knowledge? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. People are not even aware of their problems. What to speak of solving those problems? We want to become happy. Therefore, we are trying to acquire knowledge. We don't want to suffer. Therefore, we want to get knowledge. So in spite of all knowledge, our problems are increasing. This is the paradox of life. We have all knowledge. So many scientists, so many philosophers, so many thinkers, great thinkers, have come out with so many theories. Put it into practice, but they themselves are miserable. So what is the use of that knowledge which doesn't solve problems? So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita tells what is knowledge. Etad jnanam iti proktam ajnanam yattad anyatha. Very interesting. He says there are 20 items. This is knowledge. Anything other than this is ignorance. And surprisingly, most of these 20 items are values. They are qualities. Amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, akshanti marjavam, acharyopasanam, shaucham, sthairyam, atma vinigraha. Indiyartheshu vairagyam, anahankar evacha, janmamrityu jaravyadi, dukkha doshanu darshan. It starts with amanitvam. Amanitvam means humility. Adambhitvam, pridelessness. So here we find Hiranyakashipu, powerful man, not only physically strong, but even intellectually, he has tremendous knowledge. Not only knowledge, he has tremendous skills. Skill to convince people. Skill to pacify people. Hitler was amazing. He had knowledge and he had skill to hypnotize the whole country to make them follow whatever he wanted to. But then, what was the result? Havoc. If proper values are not there. Amanitvam. Humility. Because, as they say, a tree filled with fruits bends down. So the more we know, the more we know our insignificance. And the more we know our insignificance, that's our nature, because 1/10,000th the tip of the hair, it's very humbling. What do we know? The more you know, you realize you don't know. Actually. And when you know that you don't know, you start knowing. And you know the supreme knower also. Who knows? And when you know who knows, then you know. Then you know that he knows and I don't know. Therefore, I should surrender to him and take guidance from him. And in that, this is 13.8 to 12, 13 chapter, verse 8 to 12, 5 verses, 20 items of knowledge. And Krishna says, etat jnanam, this is knowledge, with realization, jnanam vijnana sahitam, yaj gyatva mokshase ashubhat. If you have realized this knowledge, then all inauspicious things in your life go away, all the miseries, all the problems, sufferings go away. So, two things in this, out of these 20, two things are most important. Yeah. Now we just connect back, go back to Krishna's verse on the 15th chapter before we come to this again. Krishna says, Yomam eva asammudho janati purushottamam. One who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt, he is the knower of everything, sa sarvavit. But theoretically knowing is not enough. If you have realized this knowledge, then what happens? He says, saha sarvavit bhajati mam sarvabhavena. If you know these three, matter, spirit and controller of both, with full deepest understanding and conviction and realization, you cannot but completely surrender unto the Supreme and take shelter. Mamekam sharanam raja. Because you know, constitutionally I am a servant. If you have realized I am a servant, you have to serve. What is that there is a saying? Everyone says I am servant, servant, but nobody serves. Something like that. Simply saying I am a servant is not enough. You say I am Indian, but where are you? You are settled abroad somewhere. Garu se kaho am. India, if you are part of India, serve India. If the finger says I am a part of this body, but is not cooperating and serving the body, then what is the point of it being a part? So if we say, Mamai Vamsho, Jiver Sorupoy Krishna Nitya Das, if you are a Das, then engage in Dasatva. Don't be concerned with Prabhutva, trying to lord it over. If you say you are a servant, and then you are trying to lord it over, then that means simply lip knowledge, head knowledge, not heart knowledge. So, sasarvibhid bhajati mam sarvabhavena. With full attention, ahaituki apratihata. Because he is constitutionally and eternally a servant, he has to serve the master. So, coming back, in these items of knowledge, Srila Prabhupada says, the most important is maicha ananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. Avyabhicharini, without interruption and ananya, without diversion elsewhere, surrendering and engaging in devotional service to the Lord is the most important item. Other items may not be there. Somebody may not be very humble. Somebody may not be very prideless. Somebody may not be very renounced. Somebody may not understand the true gravity of the suffering that we are potentially having by coming into this material world. But still, if a person is engaging in devotional service of the Lord, it's only a question of time and all other 19 items will manifest. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate suraha harava abhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If you have won this, if you are engaging in devotional service, one must understand that he has cultivated all this knowledge before. Otherwise, a person cannot chant the holy name of the Lord. The holy name of the Supreme Lord cannot manifest on the tip of his tongue if he has not engaged in all these other activities, at least before, in this previous lifetime. Ahobato supachoto gariyan, yajjihu agre vartate namatubhyam. Tepus tapaste jihu shashturarya, brahmanuchur namagranantiyate. Or, special mercy of some great soul, that all the pious credits are, as Prabhupada said, I made your credit. And remove all the debit. Remove all the debts and introduces credits. Only then a person can chant. So if a person is chanting with full understanding and conviction and faith, then one must know that all the credits of the past have come and it's only a question of time when they will actually manifest in that personality. In due course. If he dridhavrata, if he steadily continues to do that. And he says, Another very important. The essential item for that, he says, is Acharyopasanam. Of these 20 items, the most emphasis is paid to two things. Number one is Ananya Yogena Bhaktiravyavicharini, serving the devotion service. And for that understanding to come, it is must Acharyopasanam. You have to worship a bona fide spiritual master. That is emphasized here in this purport. Without that, a person can never understand. Without that, a person can not understand. So therefore, here we see Hiranyakashipu is making profound statement, and such high philosophical truth. But the values are not found. Without those values, simply knowledge is very, very superficial. And therefore, any one of us, we may not be as powerful as Hiranyakashipu to cause a havoc in society, but this mentality can come. As Zonas Radhana Swami Maharaj was making a point the other day, how sometimes we may speak philosophy, but our actions prove otherwise. That means the realization is not there. We can also speak philosophy and expertly speak and expertly have skills of convincing others. But what was his motive? But his actions prove otherwise. And therefore, in this section, these two things are very beautifully brought out. Very analytical understanding of the difference between matter, spirit, and the controller of both, which is real knowledge. And the second part is how anyone can speak philosophy. But then that's not, is glorified in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What's glorified in the Srimad Bhagavatam is those who have imbibed those values and have lived by it. And then, even if they don't speak, their action speaks and transforms people's hearts. They may not be very skillful. They may not be even knowledgeable. But if they have the proper Maichananya Yogena Bhaktiravyavicharini and Acharyopasanam, then all this can manifest in due course according to how Krishna wants, when he wants, how much he wants. He may empower. It's like Arjuna empowered at one particular time and all the power was taken away after some time. But he gratefully engaged. All right. My Lord, I am your servant. You want to put me on a very special high seat or whatever, however you want me to serve. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions or comments or clarifications? Yes, Prabhu. Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you for your nice class, Prabhu. Having a doubt about this translation here. Beyond even the life air, the soul also can do nothing, for the super soul is actually the director in cooperation with the individual soul. So the doubt that comes to my mind is, Prabhu, that the soul, the living entity, transmigrates from one body to another based upon the activities that it does in that body. So it gets a new body. So then, where is the direction of the super soul? Unless I understood this particular translation incorrectly. To my mind, the super soul is just viewing the transmigration of the living entity from one body to another, you know, keeping hands-off attitude. But of course, when he goes towards the super soul, when he goes towards Krishna, then Krishna helps him. But otherwise, the direction is not done by the super soul.
No, that's explained by Prabhupada in the purport itself. When he says, Upadrishta Anumanta. Upadrishta is overseer and Anumanta is permitter. So, he is over... See, we have little freedom. Because he is supremely Swarat, he has given us that freedom. And the freedom is we want to serve him willingly or we forcefully serve him through his material energy. We are servants. That's our constitutional position. You have to be a servant. Servant of internal energy or external energy. That's your choice. But when you make that other choice of serving the energy, according to what you deserve and what you desire, this facility is made, remembrance is made. Otherwise, how are all these, potentially all these anarthas are there within? It's continued. And what is activated? What is activating that thing? Someone has a desire, a deep desire. Just like, what do we call this? Depending on the intensity of that desire, he gives memory. He gives knowledge. Actually, depending on the intensity of your desire. Desires, all desires are there, but whichever is the strongest, according to what you have cultivated, what you have made yourself deserving, the Lord helps to fulfill that. If your strongest desire is to do something, He'll facilitate that. So without His sanction, not a blade of grass can move. He sanctions it. But He sanctions according to what you desire. So that desire element is the only thing. Just like the example is given of a child, 5-year-old child trying to lift weight, say 50 kilos. He's trying, you know, weightlifting. He's not able to. But the father comes from behind and lifts it. The child feels that, you know, I am able to lift it. But the father was not interested in lifting. But when he saw that the child is deeply wanting to, he helped. So that's the example given. So when you're trying to do something, strongly desiring, and how you show your desire? By making yourself deserving. You have to show that I want to get that desire. By your actions. You want to, you know, you show something. I want this. So, that facility is provided. And the memory is given. The past memory. Yes, here it is. You want to go? Okay. And in this way, the cycle goes on and on and on and on. But, how to turn it? That is why, in the first canto, third chapter, 34th verse. Very one of the wonderful verses. It says, the same thing when there is repentance and penance on the part of the conditioned soul, the Lord directs you to the internal energy. See, you express your desire and the control is in the hand of the Lord. Like, he's a taxi driver and you are the passenger. But you strongly tell him, you take me there. So he takes you. He's not responsible. Though he is responsible because he's driving. Suppose you sit here and tell him, ask him to go to Borivali. And he drives you to Borivali. Then you say, why did you bring? You ask me. Without his help, you can't go there. Because he's the driver. He owns it. That is his taxi. But you rent it for some time. And he takes you there. And you are responsible because he was just sitting there. You told him, take me there. So in one sense, vehicle is responsible. Because both of you should be standing here if the vehicle is not there. The driver is responsible because he drew it. But ultimately you are responsible because you desired. So in that sense. And our deep repentance speaks to the Lord. See, he has two controls. One is forgetfulness Another switch is memory and remembrance. When we want to enjoy separately from the Lord, how can you enjoy if you know it is someone else's property? I can't walk into your house knowing that it is your house and everything property belongs to you and then try to enjoy. I have to forget. I have to go crazy and I think that this is my house. Wherever, whichever house I enter, this is mine. Then only I can, without guilt, enjoy. So, to remove that guilt, he just pulls on the apohanam button. You forget. Like a madman, you think, I was the first person, I put the flag here, therefore America is mine. You put to Everest and put there, as if, you know, you created the Everest. And just because you put a flag, you think it is yours? People have come and people have gone. Like yesterday, Shaman was saying, France. Napoleon is gone, France is still there. In between, you come and put your, hoist your flag and say it's mine and all that. So, if you want to forget, he facilitates by apohanam, making you forget. But when you want to remember the Lord, how do you prove to Krishna that, Krishna, I want you? One is repentance. What is that repentance? Repentance is no more nonsense. That is why when you take initiation, no more nonsense. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. What does that mean? All this nonsense has actually, you know, made me forget. And you are facilitating it. No more. And now I want to come closer to you. That is the penance. Sorry. Penance is this. No more nonsense. And repentance is, now I want to glorify you, my Lord. Prabhupada writes, real prayaschitta is awakening the dormant Krishna consciousness. How? You do that by glorifying Him. 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Immediately by following this penance of no more nonsense and repentance of glorifying the Lord, utilizing Vacho Vegam, Manasa Vegam, Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Etan Vegan, your Vishahed, you control it and only use it for Krishna's service. Then he puts on the apohanam button is put off and smriti and jnana button is opened up. And then you are in the internal energy. The same place. You are in the same place. You have the same facility. But now you are in the internal energy. Potentially. You may not fully realize as yet. But because you are utilizing it. So he's there. He's like a neutral. Whatever you want, he's, the control are in his hands. And our activities speak to the Lord. What do we want? Yeah, he directs Jantrarudhani Maya, Brahmayam Sarvabhutani, in that sense, yeah. The full understanding is there when in that verse, Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara, Paramatmeti Chapyukto. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Thaigo Premanandi.